On confusion and doubt is the most important, be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who is definitely in pursuit of happiness is in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis, but unfortunately,
this is the best house. This is the best house that we've seen. I think once you've looked around here, this is the one that you will want.
If you'll allow me.
Well, yes, you know
I'd
it
like
best.
To tell you a little about the house.
You go ahead and start. If you would, thank you.
If
please.
You'll allow me.
You see, excuse me. You
if
can put
I
a
may,
doorway in here and turn this into two rooms and
all right,
you can play football in one of them if you wanted
God,
to.
This house has 5 rooms. 3 of them are down here, one's up there, one of them over there. Look, we could even leave some of the furniture for you if you need.
You can make good use of the width of the living room.
Yes, you can do whatever you want with it.
The width is very important.
There's an office, there's a room you can use as an office.
As an office, yes. This can be your living space and your workspace. You can do your business. I assume you have a lot of business to do from home. Well, you can do all of that from your living room. You know, just looking around, I think this place is perfect for you. It's much better than the place we saw before because the area is better. Everything is better. And it's in extremely good condition. And the size of the room, as I've already said, is absolutely fantastic. And I don't want to push you, but if you just like to sign here, then we could get this whole thing moving quite quickly.
Hello, Mary dear.
Hello.
Is Hum at home?
He's at work.
Could you get him on the phone for me?
Of course, my dear. But come in first. Come in.
Thank you.
Oh, dear. You're so wet. Let me get you a towel.
Sonas is planning on selling the house, and I don't know where Morel is, where she is and what she's doing, or if she knows or not. If Sonal sells the house, Farooga Zaman will be left destitute. Can you call Hamad for me?
Okay, but dry yourself or you'll catch cold.
No, I won't catch cold. You go and call Hamad.
You want me to call him and say what?
You dial the number, you give it to me, I'll tell him myself.
Okay, then. You dry yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah?
Hi, my dear.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Hope you're not tired. Can you talk for a few minutes?
What about?
Well, Afa has dropped in on us and she wants to talk to you.
Afa? Hasn't she told you what it's about?
Not exactly.
Okay, then. Give her the phone, then.
Okay.
Thank you, dear. Hello, how much, sir?
Hello.
Sorry for taking your time. Morel hasn't come home in the past few nights. And she hasn't told anyone where she is. And her crazy sister brought customers to see the house yesterday. She wants to sell the house. Hamad, you're the only person I can turn to for help. If Sanha sells the house, she'll put Farooga Zaman in a nursing home. And if she does, she'll die of loneliness.
How can I stop Sanha from doing this?
Hamad, sir, don't let her sell the house.
But I'm no longer related to that family.
Find Morel for us. Morel has no idea her sister is doing this. Morel is a sensitive girl. She's not heartless like her sister.
Afadi, if she wasn't heartless, she wouldn't have abandoned her daughter for some prize. No, I don't think Morel has any feeling left in her. She's become just like her sister. Of course, she knows about the selling of the house.
I'll stake my reputation on it. I'm prepared to swear on anything that Morel doesn't know about this yet. I brought Morel up. I know her. She's divorced you. Because her sister talked her into it. Ahmed, sir, believe me.
Only children are talked into things. She's 30 years old.
Morel isn't a child, but she behaves like one. She hasn't matured yet. She needed help, you know, and you were the only one who could help her, but they didn't let you. It's not too late now. Find her. Help
miss.
Me and her mother. Help us.
Unfortunately, there's nothing I can do. Forgive me.
Ahmed, sir. Don't turn me down.
Please give the phone to Mary.
Mary, dear, he wants to talk to you.
Yes, Hamad?
Listen, Mary. If she wants, she can come with Morel's mother and live with us for a while. Other than that, there's nothing we can do.
Hamad, dear, don't you want me to go with her to talk to Morel?
There's no point, Mary, love. You talking to Morel won't help, I'm sure.
Well, let me go. Maybe it will.
Okay, then. If you want to go, go. But you'll have to wait a couple of hours for me to finish up here and come take Hasti off you.
No, don't worry. Shireen will be back in an hour. I'll leave Hasti with her.
Okay, then.
Ahmed, you don't mind me going, do you?
No, go.
Okay, see you later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Are you sure she's here?
Yes, Mary, dear, I'm sure. This is the place. They're not answering.
Hello, excuse me. We're Helen's relatives. We're visiting from out of town, and we keep ringing the bell, but no one's answering. Isn't she in?
They've gone out. They'll be back in a few hours.
Okay, but forgive me, as it's raining, could you open the door so we can come and wait for them inside?
Of course.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Sit until they get here.
Hello.
Hello. Upper, what are you doing here?
Will Morale be coming to your place tonight?
No.
So where is she tonight?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Surely you must know, and you have to tell me where she is.
Why are you talking to me like this? Don't talk to me as if I was Sunna's.
Listen, listen. Listen,
let
I won't let
me.
You go until you tell me where Morale is.
Upper! Get off me! Get off me! Stop. I don't know where she is, you audacious wretch!
Stop.
I'll show you!
Oh, goodness.
I'll get show you it. Who you're dealing
Just,
with! I'll get you arrested right
her.
Now! Get lost!
Forgive her!
You pathetic
stop.
Cow!
Forgive us! Oh, forgive
I'll
us,
bring your
please.
Neck, you hear? Go!
Yes?
Where is Sunna's?
Where should she be?
Give her a call.
Sunna's, a very angry creature wants to talk to you.
Hello? Yes, where did you see Afa? What was she doing in your apartment block? What did she want with Morale? You didn't tell her where Morale is, did you? Oh, well, keep your hair on. All right. Sorry you had to go through all of that. I don't even know. Oh, no. Just, well, don't stay there alone. If you want to come over here, or... All right, you know best. Huh. How interesting. Is this the book Dariush sent you?
Yes, and all those.
So many. Looks like books on literary criticism get printed over there much more than over here. It's funny.
I don't think more are printed over there, but yes, he sent quite a few.
Oh, whatever. With all these good books, you have to be very careful. Your speech has to be perfect.
I've read a few of the books, but I haven't found anything useful in them.
How come?
Because their viewpoints are one-sided and unjust.
Unjust about what?
Unjust about what has been happening in Iranian literature over the past 20 years. It seems the writer of this book has been oblivious to the changes, or maybe hasn't understood them. They're all stuck in the dark ages. It's as if Iran's literature is stuck in the year 1978.
Whatever. You can write whatever you know about what has happened here. Go nuts.
That's what I'm doing.
Yes, right. Just don't go too far.
What do you mean?
I mean, don't get all sentimental.
Sentimental? Actually, considering where I'm going to be speaking, I'm going to adopt a very neutral tone when presenting what has happened to Iranian literature since 1979, so everyone there can judge fairly from now on.
I say you shouldn't be too neutral.
I don't know what you mean.
What I mean is, you know, the opposition's not going to answer neutral.
Answer? I'm just giving a speech as an Iranian author.
I know, but you might want to live there for the rest of your life.
Well, let's assume I'm going to stay there forever. What does that have to do with my speech?
Look, Maral, the truth is that the society you're going to be giving your speech to is very wealthy, and if you want to take advantage of what they can offer you, then you have to say things that will please them, things that they will like. Do you understand?
They have asked me to say what I really know, not what they've heard or think that they know.
Oh, come off it. That's just how things seem.
And behind the scenes?
They don't want to hear that someone's praising the events of the past 30-odd years.
I don't want to praise them. I just want to relate the truth.
That's the problem, exactly. Exactly. Look, how can I say this? You have to depict the truth in a way that doesn't conflict with their understanding. You can't call their beliefs into question.
Actually, it's their beliefs I'm targeting. The beliefs that gave birth to these books. I want to take advantage of the opportunity presented to me to talk about what's really happening here. I want to give them another perspective.
Really? No kidding. How do you think they've managed to survive over there all these years, huh? With their perspective? With the books that you see here? If you try and change their perspective, you'll completely destroy the one that they have. And then what? Look, honey, why do that? You're not the Iranian ambassador, are you? Huh? You're an author, a free thinker, a totally, totally, totally independent author.
I can't write lies and tell lies.
Did I ask you to lie? I just say, talk about your ideals. Forget about the realities here. You can talk about the ideal society that you dream of. Your utopia in all its glory. I want you to give that speech and for them to all stand back and wonder.
You told me not to get sentimental.
A little bit goes a long way. Maral, I want you to dictate the atmosphere. I want everyone in that place to talk of no one but you. You and only you. Okay?
Afar, dear, I'm getting out.
At the next stop, I know.
Why are you crying? Nothing's written in stone yet.
I'm crying for myself. After working for the Azimi family for 35 years, this is what's become of me.
35 years? How old were you when you went there?
I was 13 when my father brought me to Tehran from Varamin to live with the Azimis and help Farrukh Zaman.
Why did your father do such a thing?
To please Mr. Azimi, so he wouldn't throw him out and let him live on his land.
Your father was the family's gardener then?
He was 10 when he started work on the land environment when Maral's grandfather was alive.
What about your mother? Was she okay with you going to work for the Azimis?
Until a year before I was taken there, she worked at the house 3 days a week. But then she broke her leg and couldn't work anymore. My father took me there instead. God rest his soul. He always feared unemployment.
God rest his soul. So then, you never got married?
Nah. I've forgotten myself over the years. My whole life has been Meridad and Sanaz and Maral. You see, Mary dear, I brought them all up. Faruguzaman and Mr. Azimi were either at work or on holiday or going to parties.
Are your brothers and sisters in Faramin?
I only have one brother. I haven't seen him for 15 years now. He hasn't contacted me, and I haven't called him. I don't even know where he is.
You mean you don't have any relatives in Faramin?
No. My father, mother, uncle, and aunts are all dead. Only my youngest aunt is alive. She's a seamstress in Varamin. Just her. When she comes to Tehran, she looks me up.
When you go back to Varamin, you'll go live with your aunt, right?
No, no. She's more miserable than me. She has 6 children, and she's just lost her husband. She has to take care of them, too.
Dear, forgive me, but I have to get out.
Thank you, my dear. May God give you a long life. After God, you're the only person I can turn to. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Don't you want to think about it more?
Don't, Pari. These past few days, I have thought so much. My brain actually hurts. I can't think anymore. Get going.
Okay.
Hold on. What are you doing? Look, if my mom sees I'm with you, she'll have a heart attack. Sit down here, and I'll call you when it's time. Sit down, will you? I want to take you to the park with this new wheelchair I've bought. Give you a good push around, lift your spirits a bit. Guess what? I'm going to buy you a chocolate ice cream, okay? Say okay. Don't be so silly. Mother. I beg you, Mother, I beg you. I'm not in the mood. Put it out, will you? Pari! Pari!
Thank you.
Farrukh-Uzaman, where are you? Farrukh-Uzaman, where are you? Farrukh-Uzaman, where are you? Farrukh-Uzaman! Farrukh-Uzaman, where are you? Farrukh-Uzaman, where are you? Where have they taken you? Where have they taken you? Farrukh-Uzaman, where are you? Me.
You want me to put her to bed?
No, leave us now.
Shh, mother. Mother, be quiet. Shh, quiet, mother.
Mama, my darling mother, forgive me. Look, I had to bring you here. If I hadn't, Maral wouldn't let me sell the house. I need the money from that house. Mama, I need it. Do you understand me? Oh, don't scream, Mom. Look, if I hadn't sold that house, I wouldn't be able to go with Maral. But now I can. If I go, my life will turn around. I'll become the daughter you always wanted. A good life. A good life. A life of don't scream.
چشم بسته جهانم شکل خوابه، عذابه، استرابه، استرابه روبرو دیواری از من، دیواری از سنگ، روبروم دیواری از مز، دیواری از سنگ. بگو بیهوده نیست، بگو بیهوده نیست، فاصله آب و سراب، بگو سپیدی کاغذ بیهوده نیست، بگو از کوچه پراکنده فقط کابوس و تنهایی، بگو خواب و هرچی که دیدم افسانه. شنیدم نگاه کن شور دل زدن به دریا بران شد مرگ تدریجی رویا تدریجیه